Hello, I'd like to invite you to just settle in to the space that you're in. Just breathing in relaxation and breathing out tension. That's right, just breathing in relaxation and breathing out all your stress. That's right. All you need to do is focus your attention on your breathing as your chest rises and falls with each breath. I'd like you to just go ahead and notice the temperature of the air on your skin and become aware of the feel of the clothes on your body. Just noticing the sounds around you, perhaps the sound of a fan, sounds of music, and the sound of your breath, and any sounds you hear from inside or outside can just help you to relax more and more, because the only sound that is important to you right now is the sound of my voice as you just relax and let go. That's right, just go ahead and relax and let go. Very good. I'd like you to just go ahead and take in a nice deep breath. Fill your lungs with air, and as you let it out, just feel the relaxation developing in your body. Another deep breath in and hold it at the top for a mental count of three. And then just let go, letting go of all thoughts and cares of the day. That's right. Deep breaths are like little love notes to your body. And as you listen to the sound of my voice and to the music, you can allow yourself to just continue to drift into that wonderfully comfortable and relaxing feeling now. When we visualize things in our mind, we call upon memories. Sometimes the things that we create in our mind's eye will be things we have experienced in real life. And at other times, it may be something we've seen in a magazine or in a movie. So I'd just like you to imagine in your mind's eye now steps that lead down to a safe and secluded beach. These steps may be made of wood or maybe something else. There's a handrail, and you can just feel the soft coolness of it beneath your hand. And you're standing at the top of those steps. And to help you relax more completely, I'm just going to count backwards from 10 to 1. And you know that as you begin your descent down these stairs, as I count each number, with every step you take and every number, you'll just relax more and more completely. 10. Just walking down, down, down. Deeper and deeper. 9. More relaxed, more relaxed. 8. Deeper and deeper. Just going down, down, down. And 7. And for some people, it feels as if they are outside of themselves, watching themselves walk down these steps. And for still others, it feels as if they're floating down the steps. And for still others, it feels as if they're actually there, walking down the steps. And however you experience it is just perfect for you. That's right. And six. Down, down, down. Deeper and more relaxed. And five. And it may surprise you that you are only halfway down the steps. You will go at least as far until you reach the sand. Four. Deeper and deeper. Down, down, down. Three. More relaxed. More relaxed. Just letting go and feeling good. That's right. And two. Almost at the bottom of the steps. Just enjoying the beauty that you see all around you. And one. And your feet just hit the sand of the beach and it feels so comfortable and warm. That's right. Just beautifully relaxed at the bottom of these steps. Just feeling the sand in your bare feet. Just noticing the warmth of the sun on your skin. The sun that reflects on the surface of the ocean. You just notice all the shades of blue. And all that water reminds you of your place in this world. And the pure wonder of the scene all around you makes you feel humble but powerful at the same time. As you look around, you see large palm trees surrounding this place with huge leaves that offer cool shade if you require. And you walk a little more and then you notice some luxury reclining lawn chairs with big, soft, puffy cushions that are in the shade of your most favorite color. So you decide to sit yourself down in one of these lawn chairs closest to the edge of the water, because from here you can hear the sound of the waves coming in from the sea, and it soothes you. That gentle swishing sound as the water rushes over the top of thousands of tiny rocks that have been pushed to the shoreline by that ever-moving tide. And as you just relax there, just admiring the view and listening to the sounds around you, it makes you feel even more relaxed than you were before. And while you sit there, cocooned in that wonderfully soft, comfortable chair, you'll feel yourself sinking down and down into an even deeper level of relaxation. All of your muscles beginning to feel limp and loose and comfortable. Your hands and fingers just resting now. Loose and relaxed. Your arms just feeling pleasantly heavy and warm. The tiny muscles in your feet and toes too just feel loose and relaxed. And your legs just feeling pleasantly heavy and warm. Every single muscle in your entire body just resting and relaxing. Every cell in your body just simply sighs and lets go and becomes perfectly quiet, becomes absolutely still. And you notice that as your body relaxes more and more, your face begins to relax too. Every muscle in your face just becoming smoother. That's right. Here in this place, You are at one with the world. And you know that while your mind is clear and relaxed, you'll be able to think and plan the changes that you want to make. Changes that will improve your life. When you clear your mind like this, you can then focus on the things that you wish to do in life. And you'll discover that the calmer you become, the more confident you feel too. That's right. And I'd like you to just go ahead and remember a time when you were taking a walk. Just remember clearly everything about it. Walking comes easily. And the sounds of your footsteps. Noticing what's on your feet. And the way the air moves across your face and through your hair. And the way your hands and arms feel, moving back and forth. Your whole body moving forward with each step, slowly at first and then picking up speed as you enjoy the feeling of moving forward. Noticing the scents around you and the views that interest you. As you just remember a time walking and feeling wonderful, just look around you and notice what you imagine. You remember everything because you have been here before. Walking is a wonderful opportunity to watch and to listen to your thoughts, because thoughts are things. And noticing that while you walk, you can rearrange your thoughts in a new way, in the way that you want, and enjoy a new way of looking at old thought patterns. I once knew a person who took a walk daily, just walking and thinking new thoughts with each step forward, and seeing a bird flying free above, choosing to fly alone or with a flock, and then wondering what it was like to be a bird, to be able to see everything from a distance, to be able to notice how the roads meander and how streams and rivers have their own path through the forest, and how people have come before you, sectioned off land into parcels for various purposes, for housing and work, for pasture and play. They've cut paths to get from here to there, and it all looks so small down there, as you can change any pattern that you want to change, maybe with your finger or by breathing a breath of air, changing things. And you can imagine that you can change anything you want from this view above, just flying free. Being free to choose which pattern is appealing and what to change. You may choose to play for a while, and you are free to mix it up and put it back together perfectly, just the way you want it to be. Maybe you'll see signs and symbols from up above, as if someone long ago put them there. Long ago, before you were able to do anything about it, before you were able to see from this perspective, because things are different from a new perspective. Things look different as you're walking along the path looking up. And it is unreasonable to expect that you can know everything that is happening down there until you remember to look at it from a new perspective, from a distance. And perhaps from a distance you can see the way you need to go and arrive at your destination easily before you know it. From a distance high up above, you can direct the action and maybe let yourself know what you need to avoid. Or you can enjoy a beautiful view or a feeling. Maybe even take an easier route, perhaps. Isn't that the way? You can make it easier and easier when you avoid what was once in your way. Now you can just go around it. Forget all about it. And just go on and enjoy the pleasant feeling that you have now. And remembering to enjoy your new perspective more with every breath you take. And perhaps you may choose to continue from watching up above. Or maybe you'll want to try sailing down the river below just to see what it feels like to be on a safe and secure boat for a while. Just drifting and floating, sailing as the wind and every breath takes you on an adventure. Drifting down the river like a child at play, completely in control to enjoy the wind and the scents around you. And every sensation takes you deeper and further as you are the captain of your boat. And as you guide your boat into a calm and peaceful sea, each gentle wave of relaxation allows your inner mind to drift away, to go on a journey. And as you drift slowly off, deeper and deeper into relaxation, you're actually retraining your brain to think in a more positive direction and to dissolve unhelpful thoughts and beliefs of the past. Because the past is gone and the power is in the present, where you create your reality. You no longer give energy to the negativity of the past. For today, you are becoming the person you've always wanted to be. One day at a time, each and every little step you take is actually a giant leap towards a more positive life. Every muscle, every nerve, and every fiber of your body just responds to the relaxation taking place. Absorbing these words as sponge absorbs water, you create your own reality. You are the captain of your ship. And starting now, you choose to take back your power. You are responsible for your own life and your beliefs about yourself. And you now realize that you are worthy. Worthy of love and acceptance. And the more you accept yourself, the more you'll accept those around you. And they, in turn, will accept you more. And any time you want to rest the boat along the shore and just relax further, you can. You can rest the boat and get out to explore a new path that you've discovered. And you know that you can come back to the boat and continue down the river whenever you choose. But for now, you want to explore the path you have found there, waiting for you for so long. And you enjoy the signs and symbols along the way. That's right, just enjoying the peaceful air all around you, just noticing how your deep breathing takes you deeper inside to discover what you've come for. Noticing how wonderful you feel as you continue to explore this path that you've taken from a new perspective. Somehow you know that you've chosen this path and that it's safe. You decide to explore it now. That's right. And your breath is the easiest thing that you can do to manage yourself better. Your body responds to deep breathing. As a positive reminder, breathe deeply to manage yourself better. As a positive reminder that you are in control of you. You are in control to all your responses in life. Your responses are always in your control. You are learning that you can respond with confidence, trusting your decisions more, taking a breath, thinking clearly, creating solutions that are favorable for all. That's right. You are in control of your responses. Respond with knowingness. Trust in yourself. There is no man, woman, or thing that you are held back by. That's just the truth. You are an encourager to yourself and to others. It is your choice to live in abundance. That's right. Exercising daily provides strengthening as you sleep. Exercise keeps you sharp, energetic, alert, and confident. Water is your go-to drink. Water provides you with vitality. Water provides you with energy, hydration. Your body desires it. You give yourself the opportunity to be your healthiest. Abundance is something you now tune into, seeing opportunities where you once didn't. Perhaps while out on a walk in nature. Opportunities reveal themselves to let go of the old and invite in the new. Everything you do is infused with the energy that you do it with. If you're worried, your life will be full of worry. And if you're peaceful, your life will be peaceful. Stay in peace by trusting yourself, staying in the moment, knowing the bigger vision, and acting on just the next move for now. Just like the nature of growth, seed, cultivate, harvest, set it in motion. Nature uses storms and pressure to shape and organize. It's an opportunity to grow, to refine, and it takes courage to handle pressure. Open yourself to learning. That's right. You can handle pressure. Pressure refines you. You are in control of your emotions. Breathing on purpose, pausing to reflect, decide, and act. Think of yourself as a gemstone. A gemstone is formed in the earth by natural gases under high pressure. You are being refined. Grow yourself. Open yourself. Spend time with people who expect good things. Let go now of any need to continue struggling. Have the courage to shine. When you choose to shine, you give permission for others to do the same. It's true, everyone is happier when they shine. Wrap yourself in a cloak of compassion, because you deserve to wrap yourself in the warmth that you give to others. Offer your shadow love. Most of the baggage that weighs us down is not ours to carry. So just let go of what is heavy. Freedom is not given to us. It's something we have to cultivate ourselves. It is a daily practice. Freedom is being you without anyone's permission. The expectations of others are like bars of a cage, which you can now easily and effortlessly remove one by one, until there is no box anymore, and you can think outside the box, seeing from a new perspective. Boundaries draw a circle around you that says enough. You are the gatekeeper of your world. You decide who you let in and who you usher out. Know and make known what it takes for you to lift the latch and open the gate. Just inhale the future and exhale the past. Give yourself permission to rise now, because you are free to fly. No longer a prisoner of the past, because those who wish to sing will always find a song. Being proud of every step that you took towards safety and growth, because those who have walked through fire leave sparks of light wherever they go. You are a lighthouse. Nothing can dim the light that shines within. Through the winds of change, there is a guiding light inside. You can see now that when you were in darkness, there shone an astounding light in your own being. That's right. And when you light a lamp for someone else, it also brightens your path. Dark does not destroy the light, it defines it. It's our fear of the dark that casts joy into the shadows. Light is to darkness, is what love is to fear. In the presence of one, the other disappears. That's right. To heal is to touch with love what once was previously touched with fear. Remembering that all emotions have a positive purpose. So just take a moment to thank fear for keeping you safe back then. But now it's no longer needed in such a powerful way, because that was then, and this is now. That's right. A good life is not a place that you arrive. It's a lens through which you see and create your world. Your memories are the glasses in which you view the world. Between what is said and understood lies a filter of the mind called perception. And perception can easily be changed, because someone can easily take off an old pair of colored glasses and put on a new pair with a different color, allowing yourself to see the safety that surrounds you and the invisible forces that have kept you safe through your journey. By choosing what to focus on, you determine the color of your world. Because the moment you change your perception, you rewrite the chemistry in your body. Because what wires together, fires together in your mind. The repetition of choosing a helpful thought instead of an unhelpful thought will forge new pathways of the mind and cause the old ones to evaporate. Because thoughts are just theories, and only what you attach to can affect you. You have the power to choose what thoughts and beliefs are no longer serving you. Did you know that most of our unhappiness comes from believing thoughts that are not true? People are like rivers, always ready to move from one state into another. Everything is energy. So we can choose to unattach to an unhelpful thought or belief, remembering that the fastest way to relieve stress is to take a deep breath and then choose a more helpful thought. Choose to step between thinking a thought and believing a thought. Unhelpful thoughts don't stick around because we want them or choose them. The only thoughts that can stick around and repeat are the ones we believe. That is why we can always be ready to interrupt our thoughts and switch it to a more helpful thought. As we become more mindful and aware of our emotional state, we can observe instead of attach, and can easily shift to something more helpful. When we clean the filters of our perception of the past, we are more easily able to produce more helpful thoughts. Because the more you choose a helpful thought, the more your brain carves out a new pathway, as those cells fire together and rewire a new connection. The old unhelpful one simply vanishes, and subconsciously you'll behave in a new way as you interact with the world. It will feel like life has always been enjoyable. Like new programming in a computer, you'll just naturally be different without having to try so hard. We are growing and healing at different rates. Everyone's journey is different, and that's okay. So be patient with yourself and with others, because you're all doing the best that you can. That's right. Now is the time to step out of the abusive relationship you have with yourself and to become your own cheerleader, because you deserve better. You've always been doing the best that you can, because all behavior is, it's just trying to meet a need or protect you. And now that you are meeting those needs, now that you know you are safe, the coping strategies of the past are no longer needed. Almost everything will work again if you unplug it for a few minutes and then plug it back in. You are like the moon. You do not have to be whole to shine. Even though we can't always see the wholeness of the moon, it is still there, whole and complete. Taking the time to recharge your own batteries is productive, helping you and others around you. An empty lantern provides no light. Self-care is the fuel that allows your light to shine more brightly. Your mind will always believe everything you tell it, what you accept and believe. So nourish it with encouragement. Feed it compassion. Feed it love. Embracing your imperfections, because everyone is human. Give yourself positive feedback. Say well done to yourself when you've done what you've set out to do, because a beautiful life begins with a beautiful mind. Be gentle with yourself, because you're doing the best that you can. Take the time to rest and replenish your energy. Joy can feel like twinkle lights found in ordinary moments. Looking for beauty, looking for miracles, because they are all around us. Noticing all the wonderful moments that lie around the bend, because we find what we look for. And you will attract beautiful things into your life, as you are learning to accept that you are worthy of them. That's right. You are worthy of them. An inner peace is like growing a garden, replacing weeds with nourishment to allow for growth. Water what you want to grow by focusing on how you want to feel. Energy flows where attention goes. Give yourself the care and attention that you give to your plants, and then watch yourself bloom. Water your dreams. Water how you want to feel. Look for the dream that keeps coming back, for what sparks joy, for that is your destiny. Look for a kernel of excitement when you wake up. Ask yourself, what is my exciting thing for the day? What are you going to create? Do you remember the story of Matilda? Her strong mind continued to grow nurtured by all the voices of all the authors who had sent their books out like ships on the sea. Those books gave Matilda a hopeful and comforting message that you are not alone. We are all connected because we are all human. We are perfectly imperfect, and that is comforting. It is sometimes in the midst of change and storm that we discover wings that we did not know we had. And one does not just wake up and become a butterfly. Growth is a process. Nobody has all of their ducks in a row. We all struggle, and we all support each other in some way. We all have a unique offering to share. Our story connects us to those who face similar challenges, so we can transform our story into a gift, so that we can help create change in the world that we are passionate about. On the movie Dumbo the Elephant with His Big Ears, Dumbo was told, "The very things that weigh you down are going to lift you up." When we stop running and face our fears head on, they are transformed. When you dive in with curiosity, you'll realize that you are far more resourceful than you ever imagined. You don't have to have it all figured out. None of us do. Because as you walk out on the way appears. That's right. Only in quiet waters do things mirror themselves undistorted. So too, only a quiet mind is an adequate perception of the world. This is where you can shift your perspective and learn how to find new, helpful ways of reacting and being. Just trusting how your dots will connect while you follow your heart song. Because when you do things from your soul, you feel a river of joy moving through you once again. Passion gives energy. So feel the power that comes from focusing on what excites you. Sometimes joy is the source of your smile. But sometimes your smile can be the source of your joy. A grateful heart is a magnet for miracles. That's right. Just enjoying this feeling. It feels as if the weight of the world is lifted off your shoulders. And you notice in the far distance a faint twinkling of light, just a small glowing speck, almost like a sparkle, that just seems to pull you closer. And you're not quite sure why, it just feels so good to move closer. And that light may even seem to have a shade of color to it, a color that somehow feels familiar and safe. And then you find that you are in a raindrop perched on a beautiful plant. And as the raindrop starts to slowly move over the edge of the leaf, you feel even more safe and secure. The raindrop passes many old familiar things on its journey, some good and some not so good, as we all have these days in our life. And the raindrop lands so very safely on a beautiful white feather, which drifts in the currents of the air, twirling in safety as it lands on a beautiful bridge. do notice that under this little bridge is a clear and shallow stream, becoming aware that there are gems twinkling under the surface of the clear water. And you can see emeralds and pearls, sapphires and rubies and diamonds and many others. It's so beautiful. And you know that these jewels and gems are all a part of you. So you decide to retrieve them and add them to the necklace that you're wearing. Jewels that you've forgotten. Your essence and perfection sparkling like diamonds. You lean over into the water and pick them up, one by one. And you thread them carefully into the necklace you're wearing. And you just sit quietly looking at the emerald. As you look into the gleaming gem, you are taken back to a time long ago in a green field, walking barefoot, the sun on your back, the wind in your hair. You find a blanket laid out upon the grass, so you sit down, feeling it against your skin. And you notice the subtle scent of wildflowers growing close by. And as you turn your head to look for them, you see them as tiny dots of color against the grass. And above the flowers, you see a butterfly floating joyously, opening its multicolored wings wide to feel the last warmth of the day from the setting sun, lazily drifting on the gentle currents of air. It's joined by another and another, until there are too many to count. Each one is unique and beautiful, their colors shining like jewels, gliding effortlessly through the air. And as you watch, they lead you back to that speck of light that you first noticed. And this is it, that light at the end of the tunnel that everyone speaks about. And you are drawn ever so gently forward. And the closer to the light that you come, the faster you travel, and the lights and colors blur until you are out of the tunnel and in your own sacred space where no one and nothing can harm you. A space of such surpassing beauty that you cannot describe it. That speck of light that is now surrounded by many other sparkling lights. Maybe all in the same color, or different colors and different shapes and sizes. And as you draw closer, you feel their sparkling, soothing energy around you. And it gives you a deep sense of well-being and connection. As you draw even closer, the lights begin to touch the parts of your body that need to let go and relax. And as they touch you, you begin to feel a tremendous sense of well-being and ease. And that sense of well-being and ease that you know deep inside comes from all those lovely parts of you. The parts you saw scattered in the stream that you threaded together so peacefully. You can see that beautiful necklace of jewels and gems that are all part of you, that were once scattered. See the jewel of beauty, the gem of generosity, the gem of kindness, and the jewel of love. They are all parts of you. And see also the gem of anger that you may have disowned as a child, because it wasn't safe to express back then. But now you see that anger had a purpose, to give you the energy to protect your boundaries. Noticing other gems like the pearl of wisdom, the ruby of intuition, the turquoise of confidence, or the diamond of self-love. That's right. Feel the gifts these gems bring into your life and embrace the idea that from this moment on, your life experience is now going to be better. Better, better, and better. And in a few moments, I will count up from 1 to 5. If you are going to sleep, just continue to sleep peacefully. And if it is time to get up and be awake, when I reach the count of 5, you'll be wide awake. 1. Feeling balanced in every way, mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. 2. Feeling as if something is new. 3. Wiggling your fingers and toes, bringing back with you feelings of excitement about your life. 4. It feels as if your eyes were bathed in cool, refreshing spring water. And 5. Wide awake.